Task 1. In this section, you are going to hear an interview with Chad, a young American teacher who has been working in Hungary for some time. Your task will be to circle the letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. This means you might have to circle one or two letters. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in three sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. At the end, you will have some more time to check your answers. Start studying the task in your booklet now. Now listen to the whole recording.
Yeah, a more personal question, Chad. Uh-huh. I know you're a poet.
Yes.
You've been here for a couple of months now, 4 months in fact.
Yes.
Have you written any poems since you came to Hungary?
Well, I started a series of, they're called tram poems or something. I switched to the metro, but when I first came I was taking the... I would take the tram to Veselény and then get on the 74 bus, trolley bus. Mm-hmm. So then I would just write about a stanza or two every time. And then I arranged all those stanzas into like a rather long poem. Mm-hmm. So I do have that. Mm-hmm. And those are just based on images that I saw out the window or people or things like that. But honestly, when I'm in another country, I usually write about being like in America. Mm-hmm. When I'm in America, then I write about being somewhere else. For some reason, when you're in that space, it's hard to think, I don't know, maybe objectively about it. You know, it's hard to
you need
detach
perspective.
Yourself. Yeah, right, right. I need the perspective, and it's easier to get a perspective when you're outside of the situation, mm-hmm. looking back at it. Mm-hmm. So now I'm writing this nonfiction work about... being a child in the 70s in America and growing mm-hmm. up with a sort of a hippie mother who moved mm-hmm. around all the mm-hmm. time. So it's just about all these different houses we lived in. Actually, 30 different houses we lived in by the time I was 15. Mm-hmm. So every chapter is a different house. So mm-hmm. that's what I'm working on in Hungary, yeah. writing about America in 1970.
Mm-hmm. Any chance of publishing these things?
I think so. You know, I've had some poems published since I've been here because I'm always sending out poems. So, but this fiction piece, nonfiction, well, creative nonfiction, mm-hmm. they call it, because I make some things up, mm-hmm. but still it's based on things that really happen. I just sent it out to a couple places, like some of the chapters, mm-hmm. last week. But mm-hmm. I'll find out in the next couple of months mm-hmm. if I'm successful with that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in three shorter sections.
Yeah, a more personal question, Chad. Uh-huh. I know you're a poet.
Yes.
You've been here for a couple of months now, 4 months in fact.
Yes.
Have you written any poems since you came to Hungary?
Well, I started a series of, they were called tram poems or something. I switched to the metro, but when I first came, I was taking the, I would take the tram to Vesheleni and then get on the 74 bus, trolley bus. Mm-hmm. So then I would just write about a stanza or two every time. And then I arranged all those stanzas into like a rather long poem. Mm-hmm. So I do have that. Mm-hmm. And those are just based on images that I saw out the window or people or things like that. But honestly, when I'm in another country, I usually write about being like in America. Mm-hmm. When I'm in America, then I write about being somewhere else. For some reason, when you're in that space, it's hard to think, I don't know, maybe objectively about it. You know, it's hard to
detach yourself.
Yeah, right, mm-hmm. right. I need the perspective, and it's easier to get a perspective when you're outside of the situation, mm-hmm. looking back at it. Mm-hmm. So now I'm writing this nonfiction work about being a child in the 70s in America and growing mm-hmm. up with a sort of a hippie mother who moved mm-hmm. around all the mm-hmm. time. So... it's just about all these different houses we lived in. Actually, 30 different houses we lived in by the time I was 15. So every chapter is a different house. So that's what I'm working on in Hungary, writing about America in 1970.
Any chance of publishing these things?
I think so. You know, I've had some poems published since I've been here because I'm always sending out poems. So, but this fiction piece, nonfiction, well, creative nonfiction, they call it. Because I make some things up, but still it's based on things that really happen. I just sent it out to a couple places, like some of the chapters, last week. But I'll find out in the next couple of months if I'm successful with that.
This is the end of task 1.